This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henning.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, another hour for you, my friend. Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
This is What's on Your Mind.
It's a big old land. With
we call it What's on Your Mind for a very good reason. You could tell us
happiness ain't out of reach.
What's on your mind. Simple as that, 701-271-1100, 701-271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590. A couple of texts and comments before we chat with our next guest. We're going to talk to Ryan Thayer from the Fargo Air Museum. Great spot to go on D-Day tomorrow, the commemoration of D-Day. And then Kevin Piper will be here at the bottom of the hour. Let's see here what some of the texters say. Okay, Governor Burgum cries too easy to be president of the United States.
Oh, ouch.
He does, I think, from time to time, authentically show his feelings, you know, and is not afraid to choke up a little bit. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You may be onto something from the standpoint of President of the United States. Another listener says, Scott, do you think President Trump being nasty again will hurt his chances? Do you really think he should be that way or just stick to the policies? I would say this, since you asked. Donald Trump is Donald Trump. And he's not going to change. And he'll tell you that that's sort of part of his DNA. So, I don't know. What do you think, Kev?
I've been saying that he would need to. And no one would notice if he didn't say it. No one would notice if he didn't tweet it. So if he doesn't, and he stays on message and stays on policy and fixes and the actual solutions and the plan, he has a serious shot to get it. I don't know. That's why I got all the popcorn ready to go. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be a good one.
I think what you're describing would be what 99.9% of political consultants would suggest
right.
to him.
Exactly.
I think that people would say, you know, your policies are fantastic. It's just your mannerisms, your demeanor a little bit that sends people, you know, not all
yep.
people, but
yep.
sort of the mushy middle and
yep.
you know, turns them up
a little
bit.
Say. Yep.
But my personal opinion is he's incapable of listening to that advice. I think he's just who he is, and, you know, he's not going to do it.
Which
he's not going to change.
Fall into his own worst enemy kind of thing, you know.
And this goes back to Donald Trump as the developer in New York City. So when his dad started the business of developing Brooklyn.
How you doing, huh?
You know, he was a little of the little. You know, in other words, the developers that were doing that were the mega big guys, and he was the little guy, okay? And the same thing with Donald Trump. As much as we know about Trump Tower and everything else, there were eons of folks that were way above Donald Trump in the amount of you know, capital they had and the size of their operations than he was. So he's always been the little guy, and that's sort of how he, I mean, that's his subscription on life. It just is how he decides that he's going to operate. So I don't think he can change that. I don't think there's any dialing it back. He's talked about this before, saying Melania has told him he should dial it back and be more presidential, and he just doesn't have the ability. Another listener, I would like to have Sean Hannity back versus Jimmy Failla. Would you, Kev? You compared Sean Hannity and Jimmy Failla?
Both good. I'd like to have him. I'd like to have Hannity back and keep Failla somehow. That's what I would vote for. But I do like Sean Hannity. I always have.
I think the reason, as I recall, that we ended up changing Sean is that we were asking for feedback on all of our programming, and there wasn't a lot of love for Sean Hannity.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And there was a lot of love for Jimmy Failla, and we turned that decision over to the listeners. We really did. That's true, yeah. But our listeners are king. Somebody just whispered in my ear, aren't you one of the listeners of the company? I mean, one of the owners of the company? Why don't you just make the decision? Our listeners own the company. They're the ones that are the best. Another listener, in my opinion, Charlie Kirk is a scumbag. He cost Kerry Lake's election by encouraging people to vote the day of the election. We all saw how that debacle played out. Most recently, Charlie is fat-shaming people now. Wow. I'm guessing a nasty...
No, he is not. He's not fat-shaming anybody. He's calling out the whatever the obese, I don't forget what the thing is, fat acceptance thing that's going on now. And he's just saying, make better choices. Try and live a healthier life.
Another texter, Senator Kramer says, we can't become them, meaning the Democrats. He said on your program that he opposes ongoing investigations of Democrats. He shot down Vince at Hot Springs Spa, suggesting to go after the swamp that fought President Trump. All right. Appreciate the call. Others rolling in, and we'll take more. Right now we're going to chat with Ryan Thayer, who is from the Fargo Air Museum. I thought of you, Ryan, when I saw the calendar and said it's June 6th and it's time to commemorate D-Day. Fargo Air Museum, when's the last time folks have been there? Good time to stop on by and just walk amid history, right?
For sure, yeah. Yeah, we're really excited. We have a really busy summer planned. We have our golf tournament coming up. And we have some new exhibits in. We still have the F-101 from the Happy Hooligans. The F-4 is still in there. And our newest arrival is our Corsairs back. So always something new to see, new planes, new exhibits. Come on in, check us out.
All of those have great history to them, too.
Amazing history, yes.
Yeah, and you tell that story, and it's just a great place. It really is. You can just get lost in all the history and take it in. Tell me about your golf tournament so folks can help support the effort, too.
For sure. So our golf tournament is on Monday, June 12th, so in 1 week. It's over at the Moorhead Country Club. Phenomenal course, phenomenal event. We are full of teams, but definitely looking for more sponsors, donors. It's going to be a really fun event. We do it every single year. And one of the little twists to our golf tournament is our shotgun start is a Warbird flyover.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
So we'll have two T6s with smoke on flying over the golf course to tee everyone off.
Wow, I love it. And that's your shotgun start.
It is.
That's taking shotgun start to a new level.
We even have Valley Imports there that is doing a hole-in-one contest giving away a car.
Oh, my. What kind of a vehicle do they choose? One of those Benzes?
I believe it is.
Wow. Is that any good or what? That's fantastic. If folks have never been to the Fargo Air Museum, what should they know about it?
You know, we're much more than a museum. I mean, obviously we have a lot of great exhibits, amazing aircraft, but at the end of the day, it's more so the stories and the people behind it that really make a difference. So most of our museum is local history. It's not an F-4 that flew over in California. It's local pilots, local exhibits, local aircraft, and we pride ourselves heavily on that. But we also do offer a lot of educational opportunities with our quarterly history night for education for all ages. We've had a NASA rocket scientist speak. We've had commercial military pilots speak. Corsair pilots speak. So a lot of great educational experiences there for all ages. Plus our youth camps where kids can come in on Saturday mornings. And we are very technologically advanced with our STEM programming and STEAM programming where kids are actually building robots. They're building circuitry. They're learning about science and technology and engineering. And our camps aren't all aviation. It's science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. So amazing education programs way ahead of their time. And then we also want to support our veterans as well with our veterans coffee hours. We celebrate military birthdays at the museum. We help a lot of the military organizations fundraise and find ways to raise more money for, like, the National Cemetery or other organizations in town. So much more than just a museum with a restoration and education and local history.
Yeah, and Veterans Coffee Hour is epic, too, isn't it? They solve all the world's problems at those.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, great stuff. Tell folks where they can find the Fargo Air Museum.
Yeah, so we're up on 19th Avenue, just across the street from the Fargo Dome. If you'd like to check out more information and events happening at the museum, you can check out our Facebook page or our website at fargoairmuseum.org.
I love it. Ryan Thayer is the executive director of the Fargo Air Museum. D-Day tomorrow might be a good time to stop on by there and just commemorate that, the commemoration of the D-Day tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Back to your calls and texts when we continue on What's On Your Mind, 271-1100. Don't go away.
Today, switch to Patriot Mobile right now and get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is so easy. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but they do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And great discounts, too. Call right now, 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let me tell you about what's for lunch today. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, the 45th Street location in Fargo, lasagna, West Fargo, West Main Avenue, beef tips and gravy or chicken fettuccine. They do it right, boy, I tell you. Fish and fries, 12th Avenue and I-29. Euland has Salisbury steak. Glendon has Salisbury steak. Harwood has Swedish meatballs, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, beef and noodles, and the Valley City location, super popular there, meatloaf or scalloped potatoes and ham, exit 292 off of I-94. Meatloaf or scalloped potatoes and ham. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. What is on your mind? 271-1100. Here's a call that came in during the break.
Hi, regarding a woman that just called, talking about Charlie Kirk and how she likes Charlie Kirk. We all like Charlie Kirk for the most part, I think. However, it's 3 hours, and it's not Rush. It will never be Rush. It's too much. Charlie Kirk is fine for the first 2 hours, but the third hour is just too much. Too much of Charlie. Can you find us something to fill that hour that will be interesting, stimulating, and not Charlie? Also, again, please tell us what you did with Alex Jones. The listeners are really wondering what the heck happened to Alex Jones' Sunday 4 p.m. show. We really would like to know.
All right. First on Charlie Kirk, thank you. Glad you like Charlie Kirk. Obviously, you think 3 hours is a bit much, but we appreciate that. And as far as Alex Jones on Sundays, we did a little weekend shakeup, and I can't remember what replaced that, but I'll make note of your disappointment with the change. And appreciate it. Love our great listeners, whether they're listening Sunday, Saturday, Monday through Friday, whenever you are, we appreciate you very much. Texter says, Senator Cramer says we can't become them, meaning the Democrats. He said it on your program that he opposes ongoing investigations of Democrats. He shot down, I read that one already, didn't I? I'm sorry. In other words, Jimmy is a coastie, a New Yorker. We are not used to that attitude or way of talking. However, he has the best common sense of looking at things, a good common sense way of looking at things. We need him. He communicates better than Kirk. Please keep Jimmy. All right? Appreciate your feedback here today, folks. Texas says, so if you're okay if the company thinks it's the last resort for them to take land from 30% of the affected Americans because it's a tool that can be used, I was under the impression that we as conservatives should stand up for what is right and not for what is legal. Cramer on your show stated months ago that he didn't think the CO2 pipeline was a proper use for eminent domain. Now I hear you have accepted ESG as a way of life. I hope you're at least getting paid for violating your Tea Party ethics. Don't get nasty and suggest I'm getting paid for my opinions again. We've been through this. We talked about that earlier. So that's ridiculous. I've also not accepted ESG as a way of life. Certainly, I think ESG is woke as woke can be. But I'm thinking if you have an ethanol plant that emits CO2, and you have an oil and gas industry that obviously emits CO2, man-made CO2, and we have a way to capture the man-made CO2 and put it in a pipeline so we keep the ESG wolves at bay, I think that's a good thing. That's all I'm talking. And the company is not using eminent domain. They're already 70%+ of the way done. The next 30%, they're having the same conversations they did with the first 70. Again, I'll say this boogeyman of eminent domain for the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline came from opponents of the overall project. They're using it to scare people to say, oh, they're using eminent domain. They're using eminent domain. So just take a chill pill and know that that is not what they're doing. All right? Now, having said that, if they get X amount of the project done and they have got some people that they can't move around or whatever, eminent domain exists. If you hate it, get rid of it. You know, go to the legislature and say, let's not have it anymore. Texas says, would rather have Paul Gleiser than Failure. Paul Gleiser is the Texas affiliate, I think, isn't it? That fills in once in a while?
Yeah, I think he has a guy fill in for him or whatever. By the way, on Alex Jones, Alex Jones is on the air every day except for Sunday. So it moved off that Sunday slot, but the Alex Jones show airs every morning, super early, and then or it goes midnight to 5 on Sunday night into Monday. So right. He's on every day.
Paul in Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I was just calling because that woman that had called in about Alex Jones, and I agree with her. That's the only time that I listened to Alex Jones was on Sunday. But on the same token, I couldn't listen to all of Alex Jones because it was too scary. What he was talking about made me too mad. But my main thing is, what happened to Gun Talk? You guys took that off the air. You guys have carried Gun Talk for over 15 years, and I've listened to it religiously every Sunday. And
yeah, no, just so you know, Paul, it'll be back next weekend. It didn't air this weekend by mistake, but it's not gone.
Okay.
Yep, it's not gone. It'll be back next weekend.
Yeah, I think it was a renewal thing or something that they had to do. I don't know what, but yeah, no, it's not gone.
Thank you very much. All right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Appreciate the call, Paul.
All the time, so.
I appreciate that very much.
Yeah,
thank
I
you.
Do
thank
too.
You. And loyal listeners like that that are hanging on every word are the bread and butter of what the flag's all about. So God bless you. We appreciate it. Texter says, can you get rid of Hugh Hewitt? He's such a know-it-all. He's a bit of a know-it-all, but he's a smart know-it-all. Another says, I love Jimmy Failla. He puts politics into perspective by injecting humor. We need to remain objective and positive and go Donald Trump. Go Donald Trump. Look at his positives and the great progress he will bring to America.
You know, that's something about Failla that nobody else does for me is, you know, they talk about LOL. But I on a regular occasion, I laugh out loud at the stuff, at the way that Jimmy breaks down the madness that we're seeing. He can be very sincere. You know, yeah, he may overplay his audio clips and things like that, but I really think he has a common man vibe that he's finding out too when he goes into the, and goes on these tours that, you know, they're onto something there with what they're doing.
True facts.
So.
Another listener says, Failla comes off with a foxish anti-Trumper vibe. Never wants to talk about the elephants in the room at Fox. He can't. I mean, he's working for Fox, so you just can't go there and go, what are they doing firing Tucker Carlson?
Now, did you hear what he said, though? It's funny. He goes, we have an opening at 8 o'clock. Perhaps you've heard about it. A few people are talking about it. I mean, that's how he makes fun of mentions those things and doesn't, you know, get fired in the process, I guess.
Yeah. And as far as Fox-ish anti-Trumper, I don't think he's...
No, he's not.
Well, first of all, he is very cool on Donald Trump. There's no doubt about that. And I don't know, but what I'm saying is I don't know that comes from anything to do with being at Fox.
Well, he breaks down the Trump, the campaign and the entity that is DJT the way we do, too. You know, and like you said, there is no world in which if Donald Trump is the nominee and that is my choice to vote,
that's true.
World where I don't vote for
that's,
Donald
that's
Trump.
That's sort of dancing ahead of a pin.
Yeah.
We'll take a break, come back, and talk about all things land with our friend, America's land auctioneer, Kevin Pfeiffer, next.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
USA News Update. The New York grand jury hearing evidence brought by special counsel Jack Smith is reportedly back in session this week. Still no hints about when or if Smith will ask for a federal indictment of former President Trump. Praise for Ukraine from a top senator on the Foreign Relations Committee, Maryland Democrat Ben Cardin.
Ukraine has been motivated, they've been effective, and they're continuing to be effective in holding back the Russian aggression. This is Russia's war of aggression.
Shipping traffic is at a standstill at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach today as daily workers have not shown up. No trucks are coming in or out of the port's biggest terminal. A similar labor action took place Friday at the Port of Oakland. The commander-in-chief will visit the newly named Fort Liberty. President Biden will talk about the Joining Forces initiative. Fort Liberty was, until last week, Fort Bragg in North Carolina. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You got going today?
Led Zeppelin.
Is there a Led Zeppelin birthday or something?
No, just rolling some Led Zeppelin.
You're just in a Led Zeppelin mood.
I am. Yes, sir.
Right there. Exactly right. Back on What's on Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. Miles in Alexandria wanted to get in here. We'll get one more call on our topic here before we get to Kevin Piper, America's Land Auctioneer. Hello, Miles. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I appreciate you taking my call. I do like Charlie Kirk and Tucker Carlson, that they question our funding in this war in Ukraine. Did we not learn anything from Vietnam?
Yeah,
he's laughing, and then who blew up that Nord Stream pipeline? Is that what it was called? You know, yeah. Dang well we blew it up, then, don't you think? So see, people don't want to hear some of these truth tellers because people can't handle the truth. And if we're gonna free any country, why not in our own, is it hemisphere or backyard? I think we should free Venezuela and Cuba. What the heck? You know dang well the Bidens are in bed with Zelensky. Isn't this just a money laundering debacle?
Well,
the
argument for it would be that, obviously, if you let Putin just run over and invade a neighbor, that he'll go further, so there is a... there's a, you know, a Cold War angle to what's happening here, but I hear you.
Didn't we squander what Ronald Reagan and Gorbachev and Margaret Thatcher ever since we've been poking the Soviet Union's we've been poking our finger in their eye and expanding NATO? We should just leave them alone and try to have them be our ally, but we kept expanding NATO, didn't we?
Well, they invaded.
What do you think?
I mean, first of all, NATO is, you know, if you attack on one, is an attack on all. So you've got that element to what's going on there. But what you're suggesting when you say poke the bear, I don't think we poked the bear. I think we said you can't invade your neighbor, you know. That's a little bit different.
Why do we keep expanding NATO after they brought that wall down in Germany? Why do we keep on expanding NATO?
I think it was to police the bad actors, you know. It's just, and they're obviously there. Miles, appreciate your call. Don't have any more time to chat about it today, but love for you to call another time and join us on the program, that's for sure. Texter says, Charlie Kirk is one of the best in almost every category. Well, appreciate that. Thank you very much. A lot of feedback today on the shows, and we enjoy that. Kevin Piper is here, America's Land Auctioneer, one of our favorite guests on the program to talk about land values and what's happening. How are you, sir?
Doing good. How are you doing, Scott?
Very good.
Good. Thanks for having me in today. Beautiful day.
Yeah, no kidding.
Absolutely.
Been a good summer so far.
Yeah, summer came quickly. We didn't even really have spring.
Yeah, no
10
kidding.
10 days, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you are a part of American agriculture, it seemed like we went from a very late winter to a very quick summer.
Now we need some rain for everybody, huh?
Well, you know, it's amazing, when we always talk about that on our show, that in this part of the country, you need to be somewhat patient. You don't have to be real, real patient, because this country, as wet as it can get in the spring, it can dry out in a hurry. We get hot days, and we get this famous Northern Plains wind. And for some reason or other, it just dries it out so fast. And you got that combination of the sun, the heat units, and the wind, it'll dry out in a hurry. Yeah, and there are places in our region, in parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, and even into Canada, need rain. And some of them have got some over the weekend. I know in Fargo here, we had a torrential downpour the other night. I think in 10 minutes, we had about an inch of rain.
And a ton of wind, too.
Certain places, there was... There was rain, but throughout the state, you know, it's interesting. There are pockets that are very wet still, where they got a lot of rain here a couple weeks ago. I know you get over into Foster and Wells County into North Dakota, Carrington area, in that area that's really been a wet spring. There'll probably be quite a bit of preventive plant, but for the most part, a lot of the farmers and ranchers that we've had on our show on America's Land Auctioneer and that we've traveled with, and we've also managed some of their farmland. It looks like, for the most part, people are getting their crop in. Most of the corn in the United States now is in. You look at the I states, in Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, and Iowa. Most of the corn is in and it's up. It looks like it was a pretty good spring overall.
How are land values doing?
Well, that's a good question. We certainly haven't seen much of a softening, if any, Scott, in the land market. You know, we've experienced over the last 18 to 24 months record high land values in the what we call the Western Corn Belt, which is North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and in the Corn Belt. And even with, think of this, 10 rate increases by the Federal Reserve in 14 months, even with that, 10, just think of that, the most ever in that period of time, and the sharpest increases in that period of time. We basically went from 3.5% in the prime lending rate to now 8.25%, and then the Fed funds now up around 5%. So almost 2.5 times more than we were a year ago. Even with all of that, we have not seen much of a softening at all in interest rates. Yes, here's the most notable aspect that's happening when it comes to farmland values, especially if you're trying to sell it through a brokerage company or through a land auction process, is there are becoming fewer buyers who are not able to play. Some are standing on the sidelines, because if you have to go borrow money now at 8.25%, 8.5%,
you're out of the game.
It takes you out of the game. And even some of the more veteran buyers, you know, we've talked to a lot of them, you know, they're getting nervous. Now there's talk. Everybody thought for a while that the Federal Reserve was going to pivot, or they were going to put a halt on interest rates. Now there's talk again, they may even go further. We don't see really any sense as to why they should. We think with the plan they have in place right now has been counterproductive for American agriculture, especially for those farmers and ranchers who have to borrow money to put a crop in for their operating, and then to purchase, you know, these massive pieces of equipment that cost an unbelievable amount of money, whether it's a tractor or combine, and you have to finance them. It's becoming really, really ridiculous. So the financial markets, the Federal Reserve has done no favor for the American farmer. Yeah, they're trying to tame inflation. They're hell-bent on getting inflation down to 2%. It's not going to happen. There's no way they're going to get there. Inflation isn't 8.5%, like they said. It's well into the 20s. We all know that. It's probably driven more by greedflation than anything else. People are trying to get away with what they can get away with. But it seems to me that American agriculture, that has such strong input costs, daily costs to put in a crop and do business, has been hurt probably the most of any sector in the American economy.
Wow. And no end in sight either, right?
We don't see it, from what we've been gathering. If you take a look at where farm equipment prices are right now, the American Implement Manufacturers Association, late last year, they indicated that they felt that prices were going to continue to rise, mostly because of supply chain issues. That was their number one concern. And we've seen the price of new equipment continue to go up. The cost of really good used equipment continues to go up. The only softening we really have seen is the used truck market has gone down, and it's gone down significantly over the course of the last couple of months.
What do you make of that?
It's supply and demand, but, you know, you talk to a lot of our local trucking companies, some that run 700-800 trucks. They're not really seeing it on the new side, the price of new vehicles. But used vehicles, apparently there's enough in the market that they're able to absorb it. But up until last year, the used semi-tractor market was really, really hot. But apparently from what we've been able to see now, it's probably softened by 10 to 15% this year.
Back to the land, you mentioned what a pinch the interest rates have done. Yet that's not slowing anything down on land values?
We haven't really seen it soften much at all. You know, and again, you know, when it comes to farmland values, which is kind of nice, Scott, you know, farmland values are driven by fundamentals, interest rates, commodity prices, and risk management, which is federal crop insurance. And obviously, the interest rate one, it has done a total reversal over the last 14 months. We just talked about that. Commodity prices, except for livestock prices, have seen some pretty significant downward pressure over the last 30 days. Livestock cattle prices are at all-time highs, if not over, and there's a lot of livestock economists that believe that that's going to be a good market for a year or two, because how are you going to replenish this cattle herd in America overnight? You can't. It is what it is. So this calf crop and next year's calf crop is probably going to be worth near record values. But other commodity prices are being pushed down. The only other saving grace is federal crop insurance is what it is. It's still a good program. It is in place, and it's a good risk management tool for producers to use, whether you're on the livestock side or the crop side. But overall, I'm surprised how strong this market is. And really, I think what's driving it is there still is a lot of cash in the system. There's a lot of cash in the system on the American agricultural side when you look at the asset and the debt-to-equity ratios out there. And then when you look at all of the farm program payments, COVID money, whatever it might be. And we're coming off a couple good years in American agriculture. There still is some cash. I'm not saying everybody's got a lot of cash out there, but there is cash in the system, but it's being depleted rather quickly. I think there's going to be a significant deterioration of debt-to-asset ratios and debt-to-equity ratios by the end of the year, probably more than most of us would like to see. So that's going to be a big challenge.
Got about a minute here before we go to a break, and I want to hear about your busy slate of auctions coming up, too, in June. My goodness, a busy month. But what worries you? What could turn that situation around differently than this boom that we're having right now?
Well, you know, if we have continued suppressed prices on the commodity side, that could be a concern. I don't really see it happening too much over the long term, over the next 2 or 3 years, but I think American agriculture is going to have a bumpy road in 23. I really do. We have near record high overall prices when it comes to the cost of equipment and parts. Parts are through the roof, obviously. New equipment, really good used equipment is high. Input costs, even though some are near record highs. But when you offset that with the suppressed, the lowering in the commodity prices, particularly the top three, wheat, corn, and soybeans, it's going to be a tough year for the American producer to make money. The livestock producer is probably in the best position in proportion to the grain producer that we've seen in quite some time.
Interesting. Kevin Piper with us, America's Land Auctioneer, who does the America's Land Auctioneer radio show as well, heard on this very radio station and many others.
And we're glad to be a part of it. Thank you.
Yeah, every Saturday. It's the best. So check that show out. We'll take a short break. We'll come back and talk about some of the auctions we have lined up in June. Piper's Auction and Realty and Piper's Land Management. Our conversation with America's Land Auctioneer, Kevin Piper, continues after a short timeout. Brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. MyPillow.com. Remember the promo code Scott, won't you?
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Here at the University of Mary, we are committed to supporting our nation's heroes with a full range of military-friendly degree plans. Whether you're active duty, reserve, or retired, our military services team is ready to help you maximize your education benefits and pursue your calling on your terms. Explore your options today at online.umary.edu/military. That's online.umary.edu/military.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What's on your mind? We'll be live from the Sanctuary Event Center on Wednesday for the announcement of Governor Doug Burgum that he is running for president. Isn't that amazing? That came out of nowhere for me.
I'm not joking. Think about it.
Yeah, it's happening.
Hey!
It is happening. And so that'll be Wednesday. He'd like to defeat that guy, wouldn't he? Yeah, I'm not joking. Anyway, we'll be there live. And have a little coverage of the decision and some of the folks that are supporting it and all of that. So that'll be Wednesday on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned for that. Kevin Piper is with us, the founder and president of Piper's Auction and Realty and Piper's Land Management. And we're talking a little bit about land values and things that are happening there. Also want to talk about some of the auctions you have coming up, because June is like a crazy busy month for you guys, right?
There's a lot going on in June. We're really excited about what we have going on in June. We have some incredible offerings of land, mostly on the Minnesota side of the river. We're going to be in Wilkin County, just south of Clay County, north of Breckenridge and that area. We have three unbelievable offerings of property, going to be around 1,000 acres, three different farm families selling land. And as you well know, that's, you know, you're right in the heart and soul of the Red River Valley down there. And again, just highly productive land with a variety of different productive soils that lend themselves not only for high productivity on individual crops, but they're great for cropping rotation. So you can raise a variety of different crops. And we're big on that in our company because it also helps you build your soil health. And you can raise corn, soybeans, sugar beets. Don't see many potatoes down there at all, but you can raise wheat, barley, canola, whatever, a lot of different crops. So we got some fantastic, we have some fantastic land offerings in that area. And then we're going to be in Stutsman County for another 800-acre auction in the middle of June. And then we're going to be up in Botno. We got some really cool stuff going on for the Mark Swanson estate. Mark was a great friend of our company's. He passed away this last year. And we're doing six auctions for Mark for his estate. We already had his land auction. We had his firearm and ammunition auction. We got a collectible car auction coming up. You know, 62 Impala, 57, 257 Bel Airs. We have an, I can't remember the year of the El Camino. We got an El Camino and a Camaro. All of that's at Pifers.com. It's on our Facebook page. We have a household auction coming up for him, and then he has 100 other old vehicles from the 60s and 70s, almost all pickups. So he has quite a collection. So we're going to be up in Botno quite a bit later this month. Our team has been up there for about a week already getting prepped for that auction, but that's going to be a fascinating auction. I know a lot of people, a lot of your listeners, they're rural people. They like these old pickups. A lot of them are, well, we have titles on almost all of them, so they are, they're project cars, we call them. The other ones are already, they've been refurbished, the Impala, the El Camino, the Camaro. They've already been totally remodeled. They're just unbelievable shape. They're reconditioned and everything. But these other 70 or 80 older pickups from the late 50s, 60s, and 70s, they are roadworthy. They just need a lot of work. I call them project vehicles. It's going to be quite a sale coming up there in Botno. Probably one of the biggest vehicle auctions we've had in 23 years. Like I said, over 100 titled vehicles coming up in that sale. And we also got an online mineral auction coming up in Slope and Henninger counties. You know, it's kind of on the edge of the Bakken play and everything. But
you never know.
You don't. I mean, and they're not gonna bring what mineral rights would bring at Stanley or Tioga, obviously. But if you go into the Pifers page, there's a lot of offerings this month.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a busy month at Pifers, so check that out at Pifers.com. Emailer here says to ask you about whether or not out-of-state land sales are increasing.
Out-of-state land sales, mean outside of North Dakota, or what do they mean by that? Out-of-state?
I guess I took it to mean the people that are not from North Dakota buying land in North Dakota. I suppose that's the Bill Gates example.
You know, that's a really good question. You know, and at Pifers, we sell about 50,000 acres of land a year. 75% of the land, plus or minus, that's purchased at our auctions or through our brokerage are people who are actually producers. They're either ranchers or farmers. The other 25% are non-farmers and ranchers. You can call them investors or whatever, but I think we need to define those investors. The investors aren't really the Bill Gates or the Chinese, whoever it might be. The investors that we deal with, 99% of them, are people who maybe have a net worth of $3 to $5 million or $5 to $15 million. They probably lived in the county where that land is located, but that's where they grew up. But now they moved to Scottsdale and became a doctor. They moved to Tallahassee and they became a plumber, whatever it might be, and they created a really good base of wealth for themselves. Now they want to buy land back home. Or it could be just anybody that's interested in farmland that, you know, they might be from Minnesota. Maybe we got a lot of Minneapolis buyers, but they got a lot of connections to North Dakota. Maybe their spouse grew up in the area. So,
well, it's a good investment, right?
It is a good investment. I think, you know, if you want to muscle build your balance sheet, farmland is always a good thing to have. You probably don't want to have all your assets in farmland. I wouldn't be a big advocate of that, but I think it's a good investment overall. But that generally is who is buying land if it is not a farmer and a rancher. And I think it's a good thing. I mean, it's a lot of, you know, they're basically our city cousins who grew up on farms.
Yeah, and so what you're talking about with the 75-25 and then a portion of the 25 being, you know, mostly what you described, you know, sort of they used to live here and they're just interested in, you really don't have a high percentage of this.
Yeah, you know, you get guys like Joe Burrow, the quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals, and Bill Gates and them. They purchase less than one half of 1% of all the farmland in America, that category investor. I am not overly concerned about that. I think they're short-term players in the market. I do not think they're long-term land buyers who are going to hold the land forever.
Makes sense. Great to see you, Kevin. Thanks for the update.
Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it, Scott.
Pipers.com to see all those auctions. And boy, oh boy, you got a lot of reasons to go there. How about all those classic trucks? Unbelievable. And America's Land Auctioneers. Don't forget the America's Land Auctioneer radio show Saturday mornings right here. See you tomorrow.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, no-ride services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Here's the deal. All month long for June at PetroServe USA. Hershey assorted king-size candy bars are $1.39. Have one today. Red Bull 16-ounce cans, 3 for $8. Nestle 28 packs of water are $4.69. Hostess treats are $1.19. Blue Diamond nuts only 99 cents. Kellogg's Jumbo Snacks $1.09. Muddy Buddies $1.19. Smokehouse 8-ounce meat sticks are $5.99. And Stone Creek nuts and mixes and candy $1.39 at PetroServe USA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.